The recall election has overshadowed sharp debate about a voter initiative on next week's ballot. If approved, Proposition 54 would prevent California from collecting more racial and ethnic data. The initiative is spearheaded by black businessman Ward Connerly, who says it's an important step toward creating a colorblind society. Opponents say Prop 54 is a threat to research in such areas as public health, education, and housing. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
The man who 7 years ago persuaded Californians to abandon affirmative action has a new cause. Ward Connerly, speaking on KQED-TV's This Week in Northern California, says he wants to eliminate the lines dividing Californians by race and ethnicity.
Many of our people in this state, however, offer a hope for the future in that they marry across these lines of race and ethnicity and they have children. These are the people who are suggesting to us that these racial categories that began back in the days of slavery and continued through Jim Crow, that have disadvantaged Americans of Japanese descent, Jews, black people. Virtually every segment of our society at some point has had to confront these silly race boxes that we have on government forms.
The government should simply stop classifying people by race, says Connerly. It's a message he's taken around the state in a low-key campaign relying primarily on his own personal appearances. 58-year-old Juana Wright says she's ready for a colorblind society, but she doubts that Proposition 54 is the answer. 24 years ago, Wright learned she had breast cancer, so she embarked on a crusade to alert other African-American women.
Stand on street corners, go to churches, beauty shops, wherever women were. And we would go and talk to those women and encourage them. We could take them in for mammograms.
With Wright's footwork, researchers were able to document that in 1985, less than half of African-American women with breast cancer in her San Francisco Bay Area community were being diagnosed at an early stage. The findings helped to launch a public awareness campaign and new services targeted at black women, says Wright.
Researchers need that data. It's kind of a circle. If you don't get the data, you don't get the services, and then the women die. That's the bottom line. Without that data, women will die.
Proposition 54 would allow an exemption for the collection of racial data on medical research subjects and patients, but opponents point out that a person's race or ethnicity would not be included on a death certificate, for example. Hence, researchers could not rely on state records to learn how many African-American women died of breast cancer. And that's why opponents of Proposition 54 are running this ad featuring former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop.
Proposition 54 would block information that can help save lives, and it would end prevention efforts directed to those at risk for cancer, diabetes, and other diseases. To save lives, vote no on 54.
Opponents of Prop 54 also say the measure would make it more difficult to document allegations of racial profiling in law enforcement, redlining in mortgage lending, or segregation in public schools. Support for Proposition 54 has been eroding since August, when polls showed it was favored by about half of likely voters. According to Mark Baldessari of the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California, now only 38% of likely voters support the initiative. Baldessari attributes the decline to the measure's active and well-organized opposition and Connerly's difficulty in getting attention and money while the recall dominates headlines.
The conventional wisdom in this case was that conservative voters would be somehow mobilized to support this measure, but what we've seen in our surveys is that conservative voters don't consider this a particularly important issue at this point in time.
Still, Baldessari points out that while the opposition crosses all racial and ethnic groups, it's not particularly deep. At the same time, more than half of those surveyed reported they had heard nothing or not much at all about the campaign for Proposition 54. It's another sign that the recall is drowning out Connerly's message. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.